Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news Super Bowl preview edition. Are you pumped? But first, the House Democrats voted a Thursday to strip Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. So the late night host weighed in. Trevor Noah said, "Wow, I've never seen someone try to delete their browser history in real life." Trevor, yeah, people, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been kicked off her committee. But if you think about it, this is a pretty sweet deal for Greene. Basically, her punishment for acting insane was to do less work for the same amount of money. Stephen Colbert said, "But if she's not in charge of education, who's going to tell all the students that there never really was a shooting?" Trevor, and honestly, I think kicking her off these committees can actually backfire. The last thing you want to do with a crazy person is give them time to be crazy. That's why they should put her on all the committees. Then you'll never hear from her again. Colbert. Online, Greene has endorsed the idea of executing Democratic leaders. Kind of a bad look when you're okay with your new coworkers getting murdered. "Hey guys, I can't wait to join the team. Tell you what, I'm going to cut your hamstring and give you a 30-minute head start before I hunt you with a crossbow." Trevor. Looks like someone started listening to the reasonable voices in her head. Although this woman is so crazy that her saying that 9/11 happened makes me go, "Wait, did it?" Colbert said, "You know what? This may come as a surprise to you, but those of us who watch those buildings burn with our bare eyes here in the New York City area are not that impressed with your willingness to admit that it happened. I believe we as a nation promise to always remember it happened. What does her bumper sticker say? 9/11? Oops, I forgot." Kimmel, well, at least now we know 9/11 happened. Can you imagine having to go in front of the House of Representatives to say 9/11 happened? "Yeah, we know. We know it happened. You're the crazy one, not us." Seth, "Oh my God, thank you. It's so big of you to admit that. What else would you like to clarify?" Trevor Noah, "Hey, I'm glad she's come around to the standard Republican belief that school shootings are real and that nothing should be done to stop them." Trevor, you see, it's all Facebook's fault for allowing her to believe in these things. So don't blame her. Blame Mark Zuckerberg with his social media lies and his space lasers. Kimmel, "That's right. The woman who started impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden the day he took office is calling for unity now. The congresswoman who wants to execute Nancy Pelosi is right. We need to come together, and the media is just as guilty as QAnon." That's like saying Jell-O is just as guilty as Bill Cosby. That's a good one. Kimmel again. "The worst part of this, she has still not been reprimanded in any way by fellow Republicans in the House. In fact, they gave her a standing ovation. Some of them, not all of them. Some of them didn't want to stand up for fear they could be targeted by Jewish space lasers." And Trevor Noah said, "Look, man, Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't the first person to believe these things that she read on the internet, but her defense isn't really reassuring because basically what she's saying is, yep, until now, I believe that school shootings were fake. 9/11 didn't happen, and that Jewish space lasers blew up California, but that's only because I'm incapable of separating fantasy from reality, so let's do the right thing and let me go back to making laws." If it weren't so not funny, it would be funny. All right, Super Bowl ads, spoilers coming up from Freep.com, your home for comedy news. General Motors released its Super Bowl ad that will star comedian and actor Will Ferrell touting the automakers and move towards an all-electric future. In the 60-second spot, which will run during the first quarter of the game, Will Ferrell discovers that Norway far outpaces the United States in electrical vehicle adoption. The spot is called "No Way, Norway," and it also features Kenan Thompson and Awkwafina. In a statement, Will Ferrell said, "I'm excited to be part of GM's commitment to EVs. I've been driving an EV since the mid-80s. Well, actually, it was a regular car with four AA batteries taped to the carburetor, but it feels like an EV. We're coming for you, Norway." Will. The GM suit says the big game is the perfect venue for the incomparable Will Ferrell to encourage us all to reconsider what we know about electric vehicles and to invite everybody in. And since I'm a climate emergency guy, I will share with you that GM plans to launch 30 new EVs by 2025. And I think I read during the week that they're going to stop selling gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. But I digress. Let's talk about Amy Schumer's commercial. In her commercial, which Schumer describes as, quote, "magical realism," it will have Schumer standing in front of a refrigerator packed with nothing but Hellman's mayonnaise before she steps inside and reveals that she has the wings of an angel. Angel Amy is there to raise awareness about the issue of food waste and to encourage Americans to leverage their culinary creativity to make taste, not waste, with ingredients that might otherwise end up in the trash. The Hellman's website explains, today's episode is weird, isn't it? Guess what's inside your fridge? Amy Schumer is here to help Hellman's end food waste by opening America's pantries and making snack magic. Sad solitary ingredients, which will now join a delicious creamy group hug. I'm so tempted to do more food stuff. I'm saving it for Monday. George Lopez has some beer coming out, and the article just cracked me up. That's Monday. Let's not go down there. Super Bowl commercials MASH described Amy Schumer as, there's a good reason you'll probably recognize the woman from the Hellman's Super Bowl commercial. That's because she happens to be the incredibly talented actor, comedian, author, and unlikely but adorable cooking show host who just happens to be a cousin of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. One more ad that cracked me up. Spoilers, Sam Adams is making fun of the Clydesdale Budweiser ads, and they have one where the horses escape and wreck Boston. I saw that online. It is pretty funny. Maya Rudolph is going to be in a commercial for Swedish bank Klarna. She rides up on a tiny horse. And I talked to you earlier in the week about Jason Alexander's commercial for Tide. Continuing the Daily Comedy News Super Bowl preview, I bet you want to know what comedians root for what team. Luckily, Wonderwall did the recap for me. Paul Rudd is a notable Chief fan. Although he was born in New Jersey, he grew up primarily in the Kansas City metropolitan area. He's often seen wearing clothing supportive of both the Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals MLB team. In 2007, he narrated HBO's Hard Knocks, which documented the Chiefs training camp. How about Jason Sudeikis? When he's dressed down, Jason Sudeikis is commonly seen wearing a hat with the letters KC. He says, yeah, that stands for Kansas City. I hold the city in high regard. Modern Family star Eric Stone Street was born and raised in the shadow of Arrowhead Stadium. He often appears on football shows talking about his beloved Chiefs. In 2020, he attended Super Bowl LIV in Miami. LIV, I'm good at Roman numerals, but I gotta think, LIV is 54. And he got emotional before and after the game, which the Chiefs won. He said at the time, we're waiting a long time for this. This is a huge day for Kansas City. How about Rob Riggle? He's a big Chiefs supporter. Before every home game at Arrowhead Stadium, a person is picked to lead the crowd in a war chant, which they bang on a drum. Rob was picked to do the honors in 2017, and he was so into it that he broke the drumstick. David Koechner is also a Chiefs fan. Not too many Tampa Bay Bucks fans, huh? In September 2020, he hawked Chiefs championship flags and donated the money to local Kansas City charities. He once tweeted in a video about his favorite things, which are Chiefs, 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 archery, and then more Chiefs. Bill Burr will represent the Tampa Bay Bucks. And it's all because of Tom Brady, who Bill loves. He was on Pardon My Take and said, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. It hurts like hell that he's gone. But you know what? That's what happens in sports. I would never be upset and I would never root against that guy unless the Patriots were playing the Bucks. I'm a Patriots fan first, but good for him. He delayed money so many times, making sure that we had a good team. And he took us to 9 Super Bowls, winning 6. Bill did say he would stop short of buying a jersey, although he thinks that's more of an age thing. I'm too old to buy a jersey. All right, don't forget, on Monday, I will announce the matchup for the Daily Comedy News Top Dog, in which I will pit two comedians, and you guys will vote. If you cannot wait to find out the matchup, you could find out right now at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Otherwise, Monday, I'll tell you here, and I'll tell you on the Instagram, which is Daily Comedy News. In the new full-length trailer for Coming to America, we see Eddie Murphy returning to Queens, New York, that's where I'm from, to find his long-lost son, who will be the heir to his throne. That son played by Jermaine Fowler. In the trailer, we get to see more of Leslie Jones as his son's mother, as well as some more from Tracy Morgan. The Interrobang says, as far as sequels go, this is one we definitely have high hopes for. Coming to America with a number 2 in the middle hits Amazon Prime on March 5th. During the week, I told you about some shows that might come back, like Frasier. Sure, why not? Kate and Ellie, why the hell would that come back? Well, the Interrobang also tells us Punky Brewster is coming back. In this continuation of the iconic 80s sitcom, I'm pushing back on that. In this continuation of a sitcom that existed in the 1980s, that is not iconic, sorry, about a bright young girl raised by a foster dad, Punky Brewster is now a single mother of 3 trying to get her life back on track when she meets Izzy, a young girl in the foster system who reminds Punky a lot of her younger self. Punky Brewster on Peacock, the streaming service that has no original ideas, February 25th. And great job, Eddie Izzard. I had told you that she was going to run 32 marathons in 31 days in January. Eddie did it. These were live streamed from a treadmill at London's Riverside Studios. Eddie did this while interviewing celebrity guests, including George Clooney and Judi Dench. I thought Judy had died, but I guess M died in James Bond movies, and I killed off Judy in my mind. Judi Dench not dead, apparently. Glad to hear that. And I believe it's Dame Judi Dench, right? I don't want to get like letters from the Brits being like, you disrespected Judi Dench. What's wrong with you? Eddie called the running tour Make Humanity Great Again and sported a blue baseball cap with the slogan during her runs. Eddie says, I am, as we British say, knackered, but I'm okay. I mean, if you're going to raise money, you got to do something kind of audacious. Great job, Eddie Izzard. That is your daily comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you want to support the show, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Hey, Rennie, thanks for always retweeting. Susan, I know you're out there every day. Follow the show on Instagram, which is Daily Comedy News, and I will catch you tomorrow.